This is the last week that Congress will be in session for a while as their summer recess starts next Monday, August 5th, and will run through September 6th. Some had hoped we would see more action on the farm bill before they left town, but top House Ag Democrat Colin Peterson said Speaker John Boehner told him he wants to end delays and get the House-Senate farm bill negotiations going in September after they return from their summer recess. While nothing has been decided yet, Peterson said Boehner gave him and Ag Chair Frank Lucas new assurances after talking with Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow.
He indicated that if the nutrition thing didn't come together, which he didn't think it would either, that he intended to appoint Tom Freeze as soon as he got back from the August recess.
Peterson said Boehner hasn't done so yet to avoid a floor fight over a motion to instruct House conferees to take certain positions in talks with the Senate. But now,
he said to us the most telling thing was, we're going to appoint conferees after we get back, and we're going to get this done by September 30th. Because we don't want to drag, we want to get this done, and we don't want it to drag into the end of the year, government shutdown, all that stuff that looks like it's coming.
Peterson said Speaker Boehner hasn't been the problem. He charges GOP leader Eric Cantor doesn't want a farm bill and has tried to delay talks with the Senate until the House passes a separate nutrition bill.
If they put a separate bill on the floor and try to cut more money, what they're going to do is alienate the Democrats that we're going to need to pass this bill at the end of the day, because I'll guarantee you, the way this thing comes back from the Senate, a lot of Republicans are not going to vote for it.
But the American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, and U.S. Canola Association sent a letter to House and Senate ag leaders making clear that they still favor more market-oriented foreign policies. All three organizations say they will oppose any bill containing a risk management program that would tie planted acres to target prices. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.